It's been a long time between All-Star games. 55 years ago, the Pensacola Senators hosted the Alabama-Florida League All-Star game at Admiral Mason Ballpark. Now, the Southern League All-Star game comes to Pensacola for the first time next Tuesday at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Getting it here in our sixth year, we're really excited.
Jonathan Griffith is the president of the Blue Wahoos and of Studer Entertainment and Retail. He says that now that they have over five seasons of baseball under their belts, everything is in place for the Blue Wahoos organization to host the players, front office staff, and fans from across the league.
When you get an All-Star game, there's so much work that goes into it and decisions to be made and everything else. And you also have a baseball season going on as well, that, you know, and if we would have had it in the first year, we really would have been not prepared for something like this. So coming in our sixth year, it's really great for us because, you know, we feel comfortable with our staff. We have a lot of processes in place, and we have a lot of great venues here in Pensacola to use as well.
The All-Star Game is actually 2 days of events all around town, starting Monday at Blue Wahoo Stadium with the Fan Fest and Home Run Derby. Local high school athletes will be swinging for the fences at the ballpark, followed by the All-Stars taking a shot at the Home Run Derby crown. That's followed by the All-Star Awards Gala at Seville Quarter. On Tuesday, the day begins with the All-Star Luncheon at New World Landing in Pensacola. The keynote speaker for that event will be NFL Hall of Famer Derek Brooks. Jonathan Griffith says it was important to get a local speaker at that event.
And that's really going to be a great thing for us to have him here as a speaker. And then, of course, we have the game that night. One of the big things we did this year that's unique to this All-Star game is we market it to all the communities in the Southern League, all nine other cities, and we're bringing families from every city as a guest to visit Pensacola.
The actual All-Star game will be Tuesday evening at 6:35. The players are selected by a vote of executives, coaches, and media members from around the league. Six members of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos have been selected for the All-Star roster, including pitcher Tyler Molly, who earlier this season pitched the first perfect game in the Southern League since 1970.
And he's a special one. I mean, to throw a perfect game, to do the things that he's done, you know, it's very, very special to have something like that happen. We all know he's going to make the major leagues as long as health stays and everything. It's just a matter of when, you know, and getting to see him here is a great thing because you get to see him up close, you get to talk to him, you get, you know, that type of thing. It's really a special thing in minor league baseball.
Blue Wahoos manager Pat Kelly and his staff will be managing the Southern Division squad, while the staff of last year's league champion Jackson Generals will be manning the North's dugout during the game. By the way, if you've ever watched a home run derby before, you know there are always groups of kids on the field to shag the flies that do not go over the fence. Griffith says the Wahoos have reached out to local sports organizations to find some good fielders.
We're going to have a group of kids from the Atmore. We're going to have a group of kids from Bill Bond. We're going to have a group of kids from Gulf Breeze. And we're going to have another group of kids from UTA. So we basically looked at who's partnered in the community, the different youth groups and stuff like that. And we're just having them all come down and be able to shag balls out in the outfield. And it'll be roughly 40 or 50 kids.
The Southern League All-Star Game is Tuesday night at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Standing room tickets are still available. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.